Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. PC maker Lenovo saw profits rise for a second straight quarter. The company said net profit climbed 38% from a year earlier to $243 million, beating analysts' expectations. Lenovo's revenue jumped 20% to just under $15.5 billion. The company said the adoption of artificial intelligence is helping its intelligent devices unit, which includes PCs, smartphones, and tablets. Alibaba reported weaker-than-expected profit and revenue in the latest quarter. Higher marketing expenses, product development, along with general and administrative costs, and a jump in taxes hurt the company's bottom line. The e-commerce titan has been trying to get growth back on track as it faces domestic competition, a cooling Chinese economy, and changing consumer behaviors. Alibaba said net profit for the latest quarter fell 29% from a year earlier, to the equivalent of $3.4 billion. Revenue rose 3.9% but missed analysts' expectations. And Klarna, the Swedish buy now, pay later company, has launched new products in the U.S. ahead of a potential public listing next year. These include one that will allow U.S. consumers to store money in a bank account. Klarna didn't disclose which big bank it will partner with to hold customer money. In 2022, the company was valued at $6.7 billion. It has held informal discussions with advisors about a possible IPO next summer. That's according to people familiar with the discussions. Klarna's CEO has declined to comment on a specific timetable for going public. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.